WGAW News Time is 7:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. 1 week ahead of schedule, the west side of Kyle Field came thundering down.
It was over in 15 seconds.
3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
Shortly after Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp finished the countdown came the explosions from 735 pounds of dynamite set off by more than 1,300 blasting caps. It took 10 minutes for the dust to clear for those of us on the West Campus garage to see across Wilburn Road at the remains. It wasn't much longer that the removal process began, taking out more than 80,000 tons during the next 30 days. Construction of the new west side will be finished by the home opener next September. What was already the most expensive collegiate sports redevelopment project grew by another $35 million to $485 million. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
6 hours before Kyle Field imploded, a Texas A&M policeman noticed a black pickup drive slowly by a construction yard on Agronomy Road. That led to a pursuit that ended with the truck stopping on a sidewalk along George Bush across from the golf course. 32-year-old Justin Lee of Milano is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for his third DWI. Authorities continue to look for one of two men suspected of pistol whipping and taking an undisclosed amount of money from a man Friday evening. College Station police report the victim received hospital treatment for head injuries following the armed robbery on Navarro near Welsh. One who was caught on Saturday was identified as 19-year-old Cody Edwards of Bryan. While the College Station City Council postponed until next month consideration of the first changes in its regulations on oil and gas drilling in more than 20 years, the subject did come up at its last meeting. During public comments, Rich Woodward of College Station Citizens for Safe Fracking asked the council to enact protections that go beyond the city staff's latest proposal.
Drilling within the city has the potential to impose long-term costs on us in large numbers of ways, contaminating our air, our water, threatening our health, and as a result of this, reducing property values throughout the city.
And the city council was the setting for an award given to an energy company fracking in College Station. The Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District presented Apache Corporation its Industrial Conservationist of the Year Award for buying treated wastewater from College Station and its fracking operations. The Mays Business School at Texas A&M has been studying holiday shopping. The director of the Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says consumers are armed to the hilt
with their smartphones to access information 24/7. This means that they're shopping now multiple channels. They're gathering information from product reviews, peer recommendations.
Hollinger says shoppers in search of great deals are finding additional discounts at both brick-and-mortar stores and online. WTAW News Time, 7:08. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Bryan Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. With swimming pools, summer camp, and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in shape at a price you can afford. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Quite a bit of low cloudiness across the area this morning. It will give way to some breaks of sunshine later today. Temperatures will make their way up to about 70. The cloudiness looks to return overnight. Lows near 50. Cloudy and breezy, cooler tomorrow. Highs near 55. There's the chance for a shower. Partial clearing tomorrow night. Breezy, lows near 35. Sunny, breezy, and cool for Wednesday. Highs only about 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning. Coming up, Patrick is keeping you abreast, and I'll give you a little bit more about Kyle Field coming down, or at least the west side of it. Kansas State and Texas A&M men's basketball were facing off on Saturday. I'll tell you the results of that, as well as number 3 Texas women and the number 4 Texas A&M women as well were playing yesterday in women's basketball. All that and more coming up in sports.
Here's a little Michael Bubble this morning, or something like that.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
By the way, you can still win the lottery for Christmas. Have you seen this? I mean, because there was no winner on Friday. There's no winner on Saturday. So it's like $142 million on Tuesday night. And then Christmas Eve, there's a $100 million Powerball lottery.
Oh, wow.
That'd be a pretty good way to get into the holidays.
Buy a lot of Christmas presents.
Yeah, you
sure.
Probably could. Even to people you don't even know. You know, it would work out just fine. So here we go with some of the worst gifts that today we'll give you some of the worst gifts you can give to women and some of the worst best gifts you can give to men, okay?
Okay.
Here's the reason, because guys are really awful when it comes to coming up with something. It's the 22nd. If you haven't gotten anything by now, I don't know if panic is setting in or not. I know that you're probably thinking, well, FedEx will get it here even if I come up with something at 6 o'clock tonight. Well, good luck with that. But from MSN.com, they have...
The College Station.
Hello. MSN.com has provided a heads up for you. First of all, these are things not to give. Anything that she needs instead of wants. Because, look, women are pretty good at taking care of the details, so when they need something that's practical, they go get it, and they get it pretty fast. So you can't get in there ahead of that. Don't give awful flowers, okay? Women love flowers, but there is a really big difference between good flowers and bad flowers. Remember, bouquet of roses, good. Table arrangement, bad. Oh, again, unless she asks for it. If she asks for something for the table, that's fine. But pine cones and apples, I mean, and oranges that have cloves stuck in them, not so much, okay? Plus, they really start to smell bad after a while. Guys, again, unless she asks, don't give her sports paraphernalia. She may like watching the playoffs. She may be one of them. But when it comes to gift-giving, that's not the idea. And I see the NFL, they do that. They try to show women wearing football jerseys and stuff like that. I'm thinking really not. When it comes to the sparkly stuff, once again, if you spend some money, that's fine. If you don't, that's really a bad idea. If you're new in a relationship, don't spend a ton of money yet, okay?
Or if it turns her skin green when she wears it.
Yeah. If somebody comes up to you and offers you the jewelry, it's probably something you don't want to get. And finally, and this is true many times of the year, don't ever give her a card that you sign in front of her, okay?
Oh, man.
Well, you know, they put it on the list because it happens.
You know, I'm not the smoothest of guys, Scott, but I know better than that.
That's well, but again,
Mama raised me better than that.
They put it on the list because it's happened before.
Hmm.
So, they knocked the stadium down, huh?
Yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah. So, did you do that? Did you go do that, or did you?
Me and Adam Drake actually were present. That we were out in the. Out in front of Reed. Actually, we had really good seats, and we got there early, you know, and it's cold outside.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there with all the other nuts.
Yeah.
And then they moved us back.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because I guess they were afraid of the dust coming up. But, I mean, they didn't move the people on top of the West Campus garage bag.
Well, yeah. So. Well, you know, they wore ties and dressed up, and they gave them money. Yeah.
There was apparently some confusion about where you could and could not be.
Oh, is that right?
Transportation services moved people, and then they said, no, you got to move back to where you said you should be anyway.
You could go back to the original spot. Really?
So there was a lot of pushing and shoving from people who were upset that they lost their original spot.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's too bad because, again, look, it's like anything else. You're going to have video of it from 100 different locations. If you're there, and I think you're there pretty much for the experience
or
the sound of it that you can't
feel
necessarily
the rumble
capture
in your toes.
Right. And so, you know, you don't necessarily have to be on the front row to be digging that. And I haven't seen it yet because I figure if I drive by there today, it's still falling down, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the end result is still there.
Oh, that was impressive.
How many explosive devices did they use?
There were 738 pounds with about 1,300 blasting caps.
Okay, see, now they needed to use 1,200 blasting caps. You know what I'm saying? And if they could have had it say hullabaloo connect as it fell, that would have been... Exactly.
That would have been
done
awesome.
That. Now, I wonder if anybody asked them. I wonder if anybody just kind of sent a memo to the demo company saying, could you possibly syncopate this to sound like the war hymn?
Or throw up like a laser light show on there?
Yeah. Oh, no, that'd be good. Yeah, to put up a laser light show on the cloud of dust as it comes up. All right, well, 70 years from now when they do the next one, maybe they'll think about that. And it's obvious then what they're going to dump another $35 million in. Is that right, to the renovation project?
That's what
a little extra money.
Word on the street is.
And if you think about it, here's the deal. I mean, it is... We've passed on to a new generation, you know. Back in the day, I remember the first Aggie game I went to. I walked up to a small ticket booth that was really about where Welborn Road is right now. I mean, one guy sitting in a wooden building, okay, that was about 7x7, okay, and he gave you handed him the money, and he took the ticket off a roll and handed it to you. And then you walked across what's the parking lot now, which was an A&M practice field, and you went into Kyle Field. I mean, that's what it was back in the day. Then they add they improve the second deck, they add the third deck, they make it look good. But you got to remember the kind of stadiums that people are going to when they go to professional games now,
mm-hmm.
and what that atmosphere is all about. And I think that's exactly what they're taking into account now. They said they're going to put in some restaurants over there now. So it's going to have a definitely different feel to it, again, because people are used to the kind of facilities that they go to watch pro events. So A&M doing that. This is going to be the biggest stadium in the Southeastern Conference. Is that what they're saying? Is that right? Is it going to be bigger than Tennessee?
I think it already was. I mean,
already was.
Technically,
okay.
Whenever you're talking about the attendance signs, it's going down.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
From
yeah.
last year. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go.
Going to be pretty nice.
See how that works out for us. Michael Phelps pled guilty to driving under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
Has Subway dropped him yet? Have they decided?
You know, I think they dropped him a long time ago.
Did they?
Because I haven't seen him in a lot of...
He kept saying he'd do the Jack Daniels bourbon beef foot long if they wanted to do that, right? But anyway, young man's having a few problems. 18 months probation, must abstain from drinking and submit the drug and alcohol test. Showed up at court with his girlfriend, Miss California 2010. Oh, and his mama, too. This is his second problem. He was popped back in September 30th of 2014. Lady in Newport News, Virginia, accused of assaulting her husband with her teeth. Unidentified male victim showed up at the emergency room complaining of multiple bite wounds. Yeah, happy holidays. Cops questioned him. He said he was arguing with his wife and she bit him. And then stabbed him. Luckily, his injury is not life-threatening. She's 19. Abigail Cruz, arrested on 2 counts of malicious wounding. Malicious wounding. As opposed to what other kind of wounding would there be?
19 and already that crazy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Cops said that Abigail was arrested on similar charges back in August after she allegedly attacked her husband in front of their daughter and then went out and slashed his tires.
Have they checked for rabies yet?
He's going to have to take the shots on top of that.
I'm saying her, if she's in a bitey mood, maybe what? It's...
Could
well she
be?
Foaming at the mouth?
Yeah. Could well be. Speaking of which, during the course of the approximately the past year, Americans got drunkest on 2 days, New Year's Eve and Saturday of St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Where's Cinco de Mayo in there? That's according to a study from Backtrack, which is a company that makes smartphone-linked breathalyzers. So the results should be taken with a grain of salt. Yeah, really. As a writer for the Washington Post said, if you have a portable breathalyzer that you bring with you wherever you go, you probably drink more than the average person. Still, the results of the study do say that Americans are, it gives you an insight at least to drinking. Among the biggest drinking days and also were January the 25th and February the 15th. And Super Bowl Sunday.
February the 15th.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Day after Valentine's.
Why am I not?
All right, honey, back to the grind.
Yeah. That's right. I got you flowers. What else you want? All right, on that pleasant note, it's 7:22.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Hunting season is around the corner, and the place for supplies is Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater and get 5% off on all gun safes in stock. Check out their Yeti coolers and their line of attachments for your ATV, like gun racks, winches, toolboxes, halogen lights, and more. Need equipment for that last-minute cleanup at the lease? Sioux Falls Prater has steel products like chainsaws and trimmers. And for those really big jobs, they're your John Deere dealer for tractors, shredders, and food plotters. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity that you can afford on Highway 21 West.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 722. What a surprise, a TV series about a hacker. Yep, Friday the USA Network ordered a series which appeared to be basically ripped from the headlines, Mr. Robot, in which Christian Slater plays an elite hacker named Mr. Robot who recruits young hackers for an underground collective. See how that works out. Hacking. Hey, there's a story out there that's floating around now about this Sony deal, which what the president called it a cyber attack. The word is that Sony apparently let some IT people go earlier this year, so we're talking disgruntled employees there who probably do know a way to get around all the security procedures that Sony had put in place, those protocols. But now, see, the idea is that Sony is probably one of those companies that has terrorism insurance. So if, in fact, they stick by the story that it was the North Koreans, because of the movie, that caused this to happen... And again, I'm not sure chicken or the egg, you know, if they came up, they hatched, so to speak, this plan after that. But if it's terrorism, then they're going to get paid off of their terrorism policy. If it's just some malicious former employees who have done it, that won't happen. So we'll see how all that plays out.
Well, in the hacker group Anonymous?
Yeah.
They say the hackers aren't Korean.
Interesting.
They're hackers themselves.
They're called the Guardians of what?
Oh, the Guardians of Peace. It spells GOP, of course.
Of course. Wouldn't you expect that?
And there is some talk about Sony was possibly in works to sell, which may have been part of the reason for dropping the IT group, but I don't know.
Sony was going to sell?
The headline reads, Sony hack fuels speculation about studio's possible sale.
Oh, just the studio. Well, I'm saying just the studio. They're worth like a bazillion dollars, aren't they? I mean, I'm thinking you don't just kind of pawn that off. Well, that's the other thing. I mean, you think about that. You talk about draining your resources. Boy, the value of that sinks like a stone now.
Mm-hmm.
Sony may have had to cancel the interview, but the Kim Jong-un video game Glorious Leader is still moving forward, now with the extra support of crowdsourcing.
I haven't even heard of that.
The game shows a North Korean dictator taking his revenge on Seth Rogen, riding a unicorn, even playing some basketball with Dennis Rodman. The game's creator says he has no fear of cyber attack because the game makes Kim Jong-un look totally awesome, man. The game's description says it all. Glorious Leader, a stunning marvel of cutting-edge 16-bit graphics, sound, and it charts the incredible but true tale of the defeat of the entire imperialist American army at the hands of Kim Jong-un. Yeah, that's wow. Probably not going to get crowdsourced all the way until he gets released. And what's he expecting, money from North Korea to come from that?
Well, Larry Flint popped his head back up.
Oh, no, what?
Well, he was offended that Sony went ahead and didn't run the movie, so he said he's going to make an adult training film parody of the movie. And he said if the North Koreans weren't offended, or if they were offended before, they're really going to be pissed off now.
Here's Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas Countdown.
To some, Xmas is a word to be avoided. They say it takes the Christ out of Christmas. But the truth lies far away in the 12th century. To early Christians, Xmas was simply an abbreviation. The X isn't really an X at all. It's Chi, the 22nd letter of the Greek alphabet. And, most important, the first letter in the Greek word Christos, spelled X-R-I-S-T-O-S, Greek for Christ. Merry Xmas may sound a bit hollow. Those who invented it were still filled with the real spirit of this holiday. I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by the Musical Instrument Museum. There's no place like it on Earth. Visit MIB.org.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox heating and cooling products to keep your family comfortable year-round. All right, here we go. About 70 for a high temperature today after all this stuff gets out of here. This is low fog and drizzle and that we're experiencing. 50 for our low temperature tonight. Then when you wake up tomorrow morning, that's about as warm as it's going to get. About 51 will be our high. 30% chance of some showers. And then tomorrow night, 37 is our low. But starting on Wednesday, we've got sunshine. It'll happen on Wednesday, Christmas Day, and on Friday as well. In fact, Christmas Day looking right now at about 65 degrees. Currently, the winds are from the south at 15, 90% relative humidity. We have overcast skies, and it's 60.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On the 4th of November, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez was reelected in a landslide, crushing her Democrat opponent by 14 points. The state Senate, controlled by Democrats since the 1920s, rode the Republican midterm wave, flipping to Republican control. But sadly, the Democrats still run the assembly there. Now, one of the first orders of business for newly elected Republican state senators in New Mexico will be to repeal a law enacted by Democrats allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. Republicans say that this law has made New Mexico a magnet for criminals, many involved in human trafficking and elaborate fraud schemes. Earlier this year, a federal jury in Las Cruces convicted a Chinese national of running a ring that funneled fraudulent licenses to illegals. But Democrats are still Democrats. Even after getting trounced in the midterms, they will not admit the law is harmful. Instead, they claim efforts to repeal it are anti-family. They say the children of illegals will be hurt because the parents won't be able to go to the grocery store and put food on the table. Since Democrats still run the lower body, the outcome's uncertain, but at least state Republicans in New Mexico are willing to fight to do the right thing for their constituents. They aren't afraid of being called names or accused of harming kids or having the drive-by media distort their intent to make their state safe again. Certain establishment Republicans in Washington could take lessons, will they?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Okay, radio listeners, I've got the Christmas deal of the day for you right here. Two words,
Sherry's Berries. These gourmet berries are juicy, decadent, and freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're covered in amazing toppings like chopped nuts and chocolate chips. And right now you can get these gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99. Plus, order today and get double the berries for just $10 more. That's a fantastic deal, and these berries are so festive, juicy, and irresistible. They're perfect holiday greetings for friends and family you can't be with this season, or for that amazing party host, your child's teacher, client. Trust me, if you want to make anyone smile this holiday, these berries are the way to go. Gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99 and double the berries for $10 more. But hurry, Christmas is almost here and this deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter secret code 6767. That's berries.com, secret code 6767.
Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Bayinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The second phase of the most expensive stadium redevelopment in the United States is underway.
There was cheering from those who felt the implosion on the west side of Kyle Field, a quarter mile away on top of the West Campus Garage. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp led the crowd in the countdown. Thanked the 12th Man Foundation for adding another $35 million of amenities, raising the project price tag to $485 million.
The seatbacks ought to have higher quality, that we ought to have some restaurants on this side, that we ought to have better finishes.
Board of Regents Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan, Aggie class of 1970, was one of five men who pushed the plunger to set off 735 pounds of dynamite.
Now we look forward to a new day, a new beginning at our wonderful redeveloped Kyle Field. We anticipate eagerly this next chapter in our lives as Aggies.
It'll take 30 days to remove more than 80,000 tons of debris from the implosion. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council continues to be asked to enact more restrictive regulations on oil and gas drilling. Rich Woodward of College Station Citizens for Safe Fracking was at the council's last meeting calling for two changes to the city staff's latest draft.
First, the city should require setbacks of at least 1,500 feet from residences, schools, hospitals, and churches. Second, on-site fence line monitoring of air quality and noise levels should be required to ensure the health and safety of nearby residences.
The council is supposed to take up the first changes in 20 years next month. At the same meeting, an energy company that purchased treated wastewater from College Station for its fracking operations was given the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District's Industrial Conservationist of the Year Award. General Manager Alan Day made the presentation to Apache Corporation.
They also went through a very arduous task of obtaining permits from TCEQ, setting up transfer pumps, laying transfer pipes, building storage tanks, when it would have been much easier to drill water wells.
City officials said at the time of the $5 million deal that it saves the equivalent of potable water used by at least 25,000 residential customers a day. Burglary victims having serial numbers of stolen items lead to a pair of arrests. Bryan police arrested one of two people suspected in 10 residential burglaries over the last 2 months. 20-year-old Nicholas Walker of Bryan is accused of taking a coin collection of 33 U.S. Mint sets, jewelry, DVDs, and a 42-inch flat-screen TV 2 weeks ago. Investigators matched the serial number of the television to records from a local pawn store where Walker received $200. According to the arrest report, the same residence was burglarized last month. Another man is accused of pawning three rings. In both incidents, officers noted the suspects were meticulous to put things back the way they were found, which made it difficult to know what was missing and where the burglars looked. A College Station man arrested last month on weapons charges is now accused of also stealing almost $16,000 of property from a College Station home. Investigators connected the serial number of a stolen PlayStation 4 sold to a local pawn store to 26-year-old Davor Dizdarvik. The list of stolen items also includes two AK-47 assault rifles, a 9mm pistol, a .410 shotgun, and three flat-screen TVs. According to the arrest report, the AK-47 was recovered when it was sold to an undercover officer at Lick Creek Park last month. College Station police recently made an arrest from a fight that took place the night before Halloween during a concert at a Northgate bar. 21-year-old John Verkeens of Conroe is accused of aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury. According to the arrest report, the victim was struck in the head with a beer bottle during the disturbance at Boulevard 217. Initial medical treatment included 8 sutures on his forehead. 17 days later, the victim returned to the hospital to take care of an unknown arterial bleed beneath the original wound. Authorities are still looking for the man who shot a Waco area television weatherman last month. Patrick Crawford of KCEN remained in fair condition following surgery last Wednesday. Falls County Crime Stoppers has offered a $10,000 reward to help find the shooter. As of Sunday, more than 130 tips had been given. The hotline number is on our website at WTAW.com. One of the findings of a study of holiday shopping done by the Mays Business School at Texas A&M shows so many online companies are offering free shipping that it's become an expectation of consumers. The director of the Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says retailers are also learning it's taking more than sale prices to get customers inside store doors.
I think it does, and that's where stores that can leverage events that make the shopping experience not just transactional but social can really elevate the excitement for what they offer their customers.
Hollinger also says stores have been holding sales throughout December to eliminate store overcrowding. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hunting season is around the corner, and the place for supplies is Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater and get 5% off on all gun safes in stock. Check out their Yeti coolers and their line of attachments for your ATV, like gun racks, winches, toolboxes, halogen lights, and more. Need equipment for that last-minute cleanup at the lease? Sioux Falls Prater has steel products like chainsaws and trimmers. And for those really big jobs, they're your John Deere dealer for tractors, shredders, and food plotters. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity that you can afford on Highway 21 West.
7:38, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness this morning. There may be a little bit of patchy fog as the day goes on. We'll try to break into a little bit of sunshine. Highs today mild near 70. Partly to mostly cloudy skies developing tonight, 50. Cloudy and breezy, a chance for a couple of showers tomorrow near 55. Partly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night near 35. Sunny and breezy, the story on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday between 50 and 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up at sports, going to talk a little bit about the implosion of the west side of Kyle Field. It was pretty cool to watch in person if you weren't out there yesterday morning, as well as Aggie men's basketball and Aggie women's basketball were in action this past weekend, unfortunately with the same results. And I say unfortunately because they both fell a little bit short, but I'll tell you the final scores on that, as well as the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans. All that more coming up at sports.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on.
Little chairman of the board this morning, huh? Frank Sinatra.
We're really getting into the
traditional stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I do this this week as I play more traditional music.
We're going to hear some Bing later?
We'll hear some Bing, later on this week. Yeah, I mean, we're going to do contemporary ones too, but it's all going to be, it's going to be real Christmas. No, no chipmunks roasting, no police stop my car.
Just a lot of crooners going
on. Yeah, exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
By the way, are you able to get home for Christmas? Meaning, do you know the way? You see, apparently, British scientists have found that your brain actually has a homing signal that tells people which way to travel. The strength of that signal depends on your ability or inability to navigate. Of course, now that we have GPS, does it matter that much? I mean, you don't even have to know which way is north, east, south, or west. The research published in the current Biology magazine says that brain scans have revealed that a region of the brain called the, the entorhinal region, tells you which direction you are now going and which way you need to go to get to your destination. U.S. News and World Report says that same region is also the first parts of the brain affected by Alzheimer's. And that might explain why people in early stages of the disease get easily lost. But again, some people just have no sense of direction, too. So just because you don't know where you're going or how to get there doesn't mean that you have Alzheimer's. Now for our friends who wear orange, a little story. Let's say that you're an orange blood and you're here in enemy territory.
Behind the lines.
That's right. What are you going to do on Christmas Day? Have you heard about this? Brandon Malloy from Sports Illustrated tells us that the Longhorn Network, that network that is devoted to the University of Texas Athletics, has announced a very special block of programming for Christmas morning.
I saw that, yeah.
5 hours of Bevo grazing in a field.
Oh, my gosh.
As Brandon writes, the wandering bull footage seems to be a nod to many channels' Yule log tradition of showing a fireplace with Christmas music playing in the background instead of their regular programming on Christmas morning. So if the one thing that your holiday celebration has always been missing is some livestock on the range, prepare yourself for the best Christmas ever thanks to the Longhorn Network.
And I'm sure he'll be doing other stuff besides grazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Pour a few mimosas for Cow Pie Bingo.
Yeah. Better than it could ever be. Hello.
Well, I want to thank you for giving us something to do Christmas. Because,
oh!
You know, after the presents are open, there's really not a lot left.
That's very true. So you're back from your canceled Who concert.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on that.
Oh, it was canceled?
Yeah. He went
I didn't hear
he
that.
He went to London to see the Who, and they canceled.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chip.
Well, that's not the only reason I went, fortunately.
Oh, okay.
Very fortunately. Okay. But we actually replaced Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend with Michael Jackson. We went to see the London edition of Thriller.
Did you?
Yep.
How'd that go for you?
You know, it was really good.
Okay.
It was unusual because they needed five different people to actually play Michael because I guess none of them are in good enough shape to do it for all 2.5 hours.
But,
it was very interesting.
Okay, so it's cost a lot of money to go over there, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
So what did a Big Mac cost?
Here's how I knew I was in London, because I'm just trying to get I'm trying to get a few pounds for the cab ride to the hotel.
Okay.
So in the train station, I hand them 150 American.
Okay.
I get 4 20-pound bills back.
All right, that's pretty good.
I went, welcome to London.
You lose on that deal. Well, all right.
Oh,
well,
my gosh. Well, not only is it the most expensive city in the world, but obviously the dollar doesn't do real well there right now.
I understand. So you'll be grousing this afternoon starting at 4.
I will.
All right,
absolutely.
Very good. Thank
Cheerio.
You. All right, thank you. Yeah. Chip Howard, curmudgeon sports back from just across the pond, I think, for the holidays. All right, we got some Jerry Seinfeld tickets we're going to give away. So we're taking registration. We're going to give these away probably tomorrow, okay? We're going to give them away tomorrow. So what I need is your name and your phone number, your name and your phone number. If you do that, then what we do is we transcribe these. We have the Christmas phone elf up front who transcribes these onto pieces of paper. We shove them into a box, and then we'll let somebody, you know, draw a name out, and that person will win a pair of tickets to Jerry Seinfeld when he appears in College Station. Hi there, who's this?
This is Larry Adams.
All right, Larry, what's your phone number?
It is 979-324-8132.
Thanks. Hi there, who's this?
This is Loretta Yonda.
All right, Loretta, what's your phone number?
778-7211.
All right. Patrick, what am I doing? Why am I getting this weird
noise?
I don't know.
I don't either. It does sound like it's on your end, though.
I know. Yeah, it does. It just started. Hi there. Who's this?
Scott Fraley.
All right, Scott, what's your phone number?
229-9149.
Thanks. Hi there. Who's this?
Doug.
Doug who?
Cummings.
All right, Doug, what's your phone number?
979-922-4009.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to solve, folks, I'm sorry, I got to solve that. And once I do, then we'll take some more before the end of the half hour, okay? We'll do some more before 8 o'clock so we can take care of that. Thanks.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion on sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Step up to a 2015 Ranger XP 900 and get a free 2-year extended service contract. Or grab an all-new 50-inch Razor 900 or 60-inch Razor S900. At Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Christmas is such a delightful time of year, isn't it? The parties, colorful decorations, and music. Everyone seems so cheerful and happy. Well, not everyone. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Studies indicate that Christmas is the most likely time of year for people to suffer depression. That's probably because this holiday, more than any other, is a time of joy, celebration, and family. Yet for many, all that positive emotion only highlights the pain of their loss. It could be the passing of a loved one that's left an emptiness at home. Or maybe it's unresolved conflict that separated a family and kept them distant. Whatever the issue, it's a common time of year for people to struggle against isolation and loneliness. I understand that feeling all too well. In my second year as a college student, Christmas was a desperate time for me. Having grown up as an orphan, I had no place to go for the holiday. So while all my friends were enjoying family dinners, I sat alone in a completely empty dorm room with no heat, eating food from a vending machine. During that time, I longed for someone to reach out to me. This Christmas season, there may be someone hurting right around you. Reach out to them. Let them know you care and help them feel connected. Your simple gesture may be just the ray of hope they need during a difficult and lonely time. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
All right, I think we got that taken care of. So let's load up the phones again, 695-1620. 695-1620 for Seinfeld ticket registration.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
All right, 695-1620, I need your name and your phone number. Hi, who's this? Hi there, who's this? Hello, who's this?
Chris Rutledge.
All right, Chris, what's your phone number?
777-9228.
Thanks. Hi there, who's this?
Jeff Day.
All right, Jeff, what's your phone number?
676-1712.
All right, thanks. 695-1620, registered for Seinfeld tickets. Hi, who's this?
This is Clint Holden.
All right, Clint, what's your phone number?
595-7594.
Thanks. Hi there, who's this?
Julie Baker.
All right, what's your phone number?
229-5786.
Thanks. Hi there, who's this?
Lori Fry.
All right, Lori, what's your phone number?
255-9182.
Thanks. People registering for Seinfeld tickets. Hi, who's this?
Rick Yasko.
All right, Rick, what's your phone number?
209-9934.
Thanks. Hi there, who's this?
Phyllis Barker.
All right, Phyllis, what's your phone number?
776-1010.
Thanks. Hi there, what's your phone number? Sorry, who's this?
Andrew Crane.
Try it one more time.
Andrew Crane.
All right, Andrew, what's your phone number?
204-3439.
All right, thanks. Hi there, who's this?
Sharon Lee.
All right, Sharon, what's your phone number?
979-255-7755.
All right, three more. Hi there, who's this?
Robin Hudson.
All right, Robin, your phone number?
777-8648.
Thanks. Two more. Hi, who's this?
Betty Hodge.
All right, Betty, what's your phone number?
492-6764.
All right, last one for right now. Who's this?
James Evans.
All right, what's your phone number?
979-575-3055.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, there you go. So you know what we do then is we take those and we transcribe them onto pieces of paper, and those become the little entry blanks, and that's how we'll draw out our winner. All right, here we go.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. 1 week ahead of schedule, the second half of the Kyle Field redevelopment formally began yesterday morning with the implosion of the west side of the stadium. Several officials participated in pushing the plunger from the west campus garage, setting off two rounds of charges. The first, of course, was designed to scare off the remaining bats and birds. Good news for everybody else. The second pushed out the elevator shaft towards Welburn Road, then collapse the remaining decks. Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp announced the 12th Man Foundation had secured an additional $35 million for the redevelopment, which will bring the project total to $485 million. Kansas State used a strong inside game in the first half to defeat the Texas A&M men's 71-64 Saturday night in Kansas City. Here's Aggie coach Billy Kennedy after the loss.
You got to give Kansas State a lot of credit. I thought they were really well prepared offensively. Really drove the ball and got paint touches, and they had some guys step up for him offensively that hadn't been as consistent, and we had a hard time guarding them.
The 7-4 Wildcats were led by Nino Williams with 17 points, while Thomas Gibson added 14. Texas A&M, which falls to 7-3 on the year, was led by Courtney Robertson and Daniel House with 13 points each. Jordan Green had 11, and Alex Caruso added 10. Empress Davenport's layup with 4.2 seconds remaining helped number 3 Texas win 67-65 over the number 4 Texas A&M women yesterday in Little Rock. The win is only the fourth for the 10-0 Longhorns over the 11-1 Aggie since 2007. Ashiria Day, who led A&M with 11 rebounds, tied the game at 65 all with 31 seconds remaining. After Texas retained possession after a jump ball forced by Jordan Jones with 11 seconds left, Davenport drove into the heart of the Aggies defense with the game-winning layup. So a heartbreaker there. Jones had a career high 21 points for Texas A&M, while Courtney Williams added 19. The Dallas Cowboys are headed to the playoffs for the first time since 2009.
The ball game is over, and Jason Garrett just got a bath.
Mincy and Romo dump it on the head coach, and now there's hugs all around.
And today, the Dallas Cowboys gave themselves and all of their fans the happiest Christmas in half a decade. They didn't just win. They played as well as a football team, I think, could possibly play.
And played pretty good. Tony Romo threw for four of the Cowboys, five touchdown passes, and a 42-7 laugher against Indianapolis. Romo was almost perfect on the day, completing 18 of his 20 passes for 218 yards and no interceptions before sitting out the fourth quarter. He broke Troy Aikman's team record for passing yards as the Cowboys clinched the NFC East while ending Philadelphia's playoff hopes. Here's Romo after the victory.
We've had opportunities in the past, and we had a game here I wasn't able to be a part of, but you feel comfortable going into those games, and we hadn't, obviously won that. And today was kind of, similar type feeling. But I just think we're a better football team. We're better in both phases, and just great to see the guys go out and play a really good football game when we needed it, and proud of them.
Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray played just 6 days after undergoing surgery on his broken left hand. Murray had a one-yard scoring run to make it 28-0 midway through the second quarter, but he had just 58 yards on 22 carries after the day. The Cowboys improved to 11-4 on the season and stayed in contention for home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. Running back Arian Foster threw a touchdown pass. Randy Bullock made a franchise record 6 field goals, and Houston's defense dominated to give the Texans a 25-13 win over the Baltimore Ravens yesterday and keep their slim playoff hopes alive.
Fedorowicz in motion to the right. Keenum with the toss to Arian, running to the right side. Arian throws it to the end zone. Caught! Razzle dazzle! Touchdown, Texans! Fedorowicz with the TD reception.
Arian Foster getting it done through the air right there. The 9-6 Ravens now need some help next week to get into the postseason after Joe Flacco threw a season-high 3 interceptions and the offense struggled all day. And meanwhile, 8-7 Houston remains in the hunt with a victory, but needs several teams to lose next week. With 3 quarterbacks hurt, the Texans started Case Keenum, who got his first win in 9 NFL starts. Tonight's NFL game has the 11-3 Denver Broncos visiting the 9-4-1 Bengals in Cincinnati. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30, with broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And Tyler Seguin had 2 goals and an assist and scored in the shootout to help the Dallas Stars beat the Edmonton Oilers 6-5 last night for Dallas's 4th consecutive win. Sean Horkoff had the winning score in the 8th round of the tiebreaker. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
X by Troll Beads is a stunning line of jewelry that adds an elegant twist to expressing yourself. It features cutting-edge designs handcrafted by the finest Danish designers using the highest quality materials. And right now, get their starter bracelets for just $75. Go and see their collection at The Cottage, 107 South Baylor in Brenham, and embellishments by The Cottage, 900 Harvey Road in College Station. Link, combine, create with X by Troll Beads. How will you express yourself?
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Ho, 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 ho. Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
Thanks for calling Toyota-thon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyota-thon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyota-thon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey? Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyota Thun is on. Lease a dependable new 2014 Tundra double cab V8 for $309 a month for 24 months with $2499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 1/5/15.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox service. Remember, 8 to 8 service, no overtime charges. Call them, get home at the end of the day, and your unit's not working, give them a call to get somebody out there. High temperature today, about 70 degrees. There'll be a little bit of drizzle out there. Yes, 70, I know. 50 for a low tonight, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, and the high will only be about 51. And then sunshine on Christmas Day, though, 64 is what we're looking at then, and the day after Christmas as well. 60 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.